This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Attention customers, can I get Pelosi to bitch to the sitting room to meet her party? Pelosi to bitch to the sitting room to meet her party.
I got the crew with that one. They hadn't seen that one yet. I don't know if our guest Deanna Lorraine has seen that one yet, but I mean, this is one of the greatest Walmart pranks of all time. You had some people. You had some people do a Clinton killed Epstein. You had some people. I forget what it was. Clinton killed Epstein. Prince Philip killed Epstein, or Philip. So anyway, there were some people that did this for the to troll the Epstein didn't kill himself meme. And so somebody went into a Walmart, went to customer service, and said, "Can you please call for my friend Pelosi Subich?" Pelosi Subich. And the, here, go ahead and put it again. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to go to their local Walmart and ask for the customer service to look for Pelosi Subich, but I'm also not discouraging it.
I encourage it. That's hilarious. I need to give you guys my tape. Since I've been doing calls, obviously, calling outreach and phone banking to the District of San Francisco. And then, of course, I flew my Pelosi for Prison banner again yesterday in San Francisco. And it's funny, I get about 99% of people that are favorable to it. They're excited about it and they think it's badass. But then I get these random calls and I have a couple voicemails that are hilarious that, you know, say that I'm a fascist, that I need to go to jail, I need to go to a death camp if I want to run as a Republican in San Francisco. You know, so much for free speech here in San Francisco. But I did forward you guys some of these voice messages because they're pretty...
Are you saying it's just like citizens leaving you threatening voicemails?
Yes.
Wow, I mean, you take this pretty well. You're laughing it off. I mean, you should probably be calling for an FBI investigation.
Well, you know, I mean, they're leaving me voicemails. I mean, it's their right to free speech. I guess it reaches a new level when it's death threats.
No, but see, here's my problem. I'm not mad at you because I do the same thing. I mean, I can't even get people arrested that cold clock me at a bar on tape and I get their name and everything. It's just like this is our problem. Is the reason why they get away with all this fake news is because nobody reports it. And quite frankly, again, like I get it, you're campaigning. This is just like, you know, like just, you know, water off your shoulder. But at the same time, the left sits here and pretends like Trump supporters are out committing acts of violence, threatening people, bullying people. No, right. All the evidence is that's the left. That's the Democrats. So now you're getting threatened. I mean, you should really make a big deal of this. You should put phone calls up. The leftists are now calling a woman running for Congress and giving her death threats.
Mm-hmm. Saying that I need to go to a death camp.
Yeah, well, I'm sure CNN will be knocking at your door for the exclusive.
I'm sure they won't. They want to bury these things. And the funny thing is, these are people that are like, you know, these are Antifa, or these are sometimes the Bernie Bros, or people that claim that they're for peace, and yet they're utter fascists. These are violent people. And yet, you know, the left protects them. Well, if there was any, you know, just imagine what happened with the Covington kids, right? The Covington kids and poor this guy, thank God, bless his heart that he's fighting this and he's winning. But, you know, imagine if that was on the right. It just never gets covered. It never gets covered. So you're right. We do have to. We have to raise our voices about this.
We're all the Covington kids. I mean, they got the big lawsuit. They were the young kids demonized, obviously, attacked by the media falsely that day. But, I mean, we're all Nicholas Sammon. We've all been lied about. We've all been attacked.
Yeah, we have. And it's disgusting because we just sit here and we take it and we take it and we take it. And we sometimes even get desensitized to it because it happens so frequently. We get assaulted so frequently. You know, on my election night, when I was out on election night voting for Trump and we went to a party, it was 90%, 95 to 99% Democrat. And I was getting accosted during the night. You know, I had men coming up to me, men and women grabbing my you-know-what, saying, oh, you like to have your... You know what, grab. That's why you're voting for Trump, huh? And I was reporting it to the bartender. They wouldn't kick them out. They wouldn't do anything.
Oh, my gosh.
And people,
yes. Total foul and disgusting. Violent. Again, it all comes from lies from the Democrat.
Right.
All right. Deanna, how can people support your campaign so you can keep flying that banner?
Yeah, keep flying the banner. Absolutely. I need your help. Go to my Twitter, Deanna, for the number 4 Congress. You can check out all the videos from yesterday's fly. And go to my website, DeannaForCongress.com.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered, not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Nyquist joins me now. He's been covering the coronavirus and all of the developing and breaking news, of which we have a lot right now. So I'm really not sure where to begin with Jeff. I almost kind of want to just lay out the latest and then get Jeff to connect the dots here. But there really is so much to look at here. You've got it now pretty much going mainstream. And, of course, Jeff wrote the article a couple weeks ago. Did China's plan to destroy the United States backfire? Of course, the man-made bioweapon developed in Chinese, was it meant for America? I think we may have some evidence of this, and I don't even know if Jeff's seen this yet, but this comes from the CBP.gov official story. Dulles CBP intercepts dead birds in passenger baggage from China. Now, there's no explanation as to what these dead birds would be doing, except maybe as food. But you look at the dead birds, I don't know anybody that would want to eat that. There's not even any meat on the bones, so that's suspicious. They're trying to find out people that have corona in Hawaii, the origins of that. Obviously, coronavirus people that have it are being flown in, detained. The numbers coming out of China are obviously not adding up. But then you have the World Health Organization teaming up with big tech to censor people from sharing news and stories and videos of the coronavirus. So, Jeff Nyquist, you wrote the article last month, kind of seeing it before, kind of like InfoWars, like, is this a man-made bioweapon from China? Were they trying to attack America? What do you make with all the latest news, and how do you connect all these dots?
Well, out of the hundreds of cities in China, the COVID-19 virus appears in Wuhan, which is the center of their viral biological warfare research. So what are the odds that it would happen? And by the way, if this was just something casually, you know, randomly mutating off of animals onto people, why would it have to be in China? China has a very sophisticated biological warfare program, and I brought up in the article a speech by General Chi Hao Chen, who happened to be the defense minister of China at the time. This speech was made about 17, 18 years ago to a select level of high party cadres, that's high-level Communist Party leaders. And he was no ordinary general. As the defense minister, he was also on the Party Military Commission, which oversaw the entire Chinese military system from the point of view of the ruling Communist Party. And Qi's speech is quite long, quite technical, and I was able to verify this speech from my own information. I have over the years concentrated on Russia more than China, but one of my interests is the sociology of mass destruction weapons. Biological weapons are perhaps the most destructive weapons of human beings. And this speech by Chi Hao Chen, when it was translated by Epoch Times in 2005, at first I was kind of dismissive. But when I got into the details I found a detail that a Russian defector who worked in China told me in 1999. Colonel Stanislav Lunev, who had defected from the Russian military, he had been the deputy head of the GRU in the United States at the time of his defection. Lunev told me about a meeting of the Russian generals in Moscow in early 1992. They had made a treaty with China for spying on the United States and sharing all intelligence. And the other thing they had done is that they had a war plan with China. And, of course, the Soviet Union, this was after the collapse of the Soviet Union, which is quite remarkable. The general said, our nuclear war plan against America is still on, only we are not going to invade the lower 48 states. China is going to do it. We will invade Alaska and parts of Canada. And they talked about a division of North America between China and Russia, where Russia would get Alaska and parts of Canada. China would get the lower 48 states and I presume other parts of Canada, and other countries would be invited in for looting rights. And the thing that's significant is that in Xi's speech, which appeared in English in 2005, there is a passage. Xi refers to trading territory in the north with Russia to get the territory we need in the lower 48 states. Now, maybe I should explain. Xi begins the speech explaining China's problem, overpopulation, severe degradation of the environment from pollution. They need, they need new land. Where are they going to get it? He said, India, Southeast Asia, if we try to invade that land, the Americans will oppose us.
And plus, there's no room. It's already too populated.
Well, they will depopulate. But he said that basically it's trivial compared to North America. That's the best land in the world. And he said, if we have to fight the Americans anyway, we might as well make the land in North America. And so he said, we need to clean up America. How to do it? He said, a nuclear war won't do because if we have a nuclear war with America, China will be destroyed too. So what we need to do is a surprise biological attack on America to clean America up. Those are the words that he uses. And he said that, he says, we communists, we consider ourselves communist humanitarians, and it's tragic, and America helped China in World War II, but it's them or us because they stand in our way, and we have to build a second China on new land to keep China from imploding. And he talked about this social implosion coming to China from overpopulation, a downturn in the economy, and environmental pollution. And he said, if this social implosion happens, they will blame the CCP, the Chinese Communist Ruling Party, and we will all be hung as criminals. And he said, so we have to justify our rule of China by teaching the Chinese people how to go out. And biological weapons, he said, give us the best chance. And he mentioned them making already, by that time, a number of biological weapons. He talked about genetic engineering of weapons and genetic-specific weapons to target specific races or groups of people. And although he said this technology might be, 20, 30 years in the future, might not be accessible. But this speech is quite sensational, and I believe it's absolutely authentic. The senior editors at Epoch Times, of course, they know where it comes from. They know how their paper acquired it from the original Chinese. They have Josh Philip has posted on Twitter the original Chinese text. If you go to Josh's Twitter feed, you'll find it there.
This is some pretty next-level information here, and I don't know how deep you want to go down the path you were on with basically the means to a, what will really be, I guess, World War III or World War IV, depending on which historian you talk to, with China and Russia invading the West. And, I can't even tell you how much stuff was going through my head when you mentioned about Russia and China, because it was my understanding that China would kind of come in under the guise of the UN, and those would really be Chinese troops, but under the guise of the UN so that Americans wouldn't freak out. But I guess the coronavirus, it would have just ended up wiping out a large population bases, and I guess they would have figured it didn't matter who or what. As long as the UN was there to kind of mop it up, then China could come in. I mean, is that kind of your understanding in 30 seconds?
Well, the virus is a precursor weapon. They would use multiple diseases. For example, the Russians had bubonic plague, anthrax, and smallpox as their weapon vectors that they manufactured large amounts. The Chinese, you know, the virus that only kills a small percentage of the population but disables another large part is a precursor for other diseases to be spread that will do more destruction. But we're talking about
like a primer.
Yes, like a primer, exactly. This is the kind of weapon you use to put people in bed. You know, a sick person requires other people to take care of them. If you've got a pandemic in which tens of millions of Americans are infected, and this is an illness that you could be hospitalized for 3 weeks, you've flooded all the hospitals already, you've infected medical staff, you've degraded systems, you've caused economic panic throughout the country because people, of course, will panic when something like this happens. It will disrupt many systems in the country. Then you hit them with something even more lethal. You hit them with, you know, weaponized Ebola.
All right, we got to go to a break here, but let's actually focus on this and then the large chessboard when we come back with Jeff Nyquist.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you this. You're getting next level information from Jeff Nyquist right now, and I'll be honest. I didn't really expect the interview to go this direction. I thought we'd more focus on the latest coronavirus news. That's kind of the backdrop. But I really want to continue to get into Jeff's mind here on what he was talking about with the land invasion by China and how they had reached closed-door agreements with Russia and I'm sure other nations as well to launch such a thing. And there's little signs. I mean, there's more than just signs, quite frankly, that the public will probably never even be allowed to know. But there's little signs like the UN trying to move in and like what Jeff was talking about in the last segment with things that the Chinese have said. Now, let's bring it back, though, to the coronavirus. And again, the headline in the Epoch Times from Jeff 2 weeks ago, did China's plan to destroy the United States backfire? So, Jeff, America was really at a point where I think that if all the wheels were in motion and they were just waiting for that last click to send this whole thing into motion, and that last click was, let's just say, we can use it for an example, you may disagree, the last click was Hillary Clinton getting in office, and then everything else just falls into place. Well, when you talk about the coronavirus being a Chinese plan to destroy the United States, so do you think that this was intended to be released in the U.S.? It's been planned for decades, and somehow, some way, call it, celestial intervention, call it incompetence. Basically, it got released on their own people, and now they're scrambling around try to contain it in China, and they can't go through with their plans of releasing it here in the U.S. Jeff Nyquist, break it down.
Well, you know, we don't have proof as yet that it is a weapon, although it, you know, if you look at the probabilities and you look at the evidence that it was manufactured, that it's not a naturally occurring or microorganism, I think, you know, it's pretty safe to say that this is a weapon of some kind. And, of course, they have many that they've been developing. China has been around the world stealing biological material, stealing information about genetic sequences of virulent microorganisms for years and years. Why? Because they want to find the best microorganisms and weaponize them. And that is part of a competent biological warfare program. If, as General Chi says, their objective is to clean up America, they have to hit us with a number of diseases that are going to attrit the population down so low that we could not resist an invasion, that we could not mount a nuclear attack, that we would collapse, basically, from the illness. We see the mayhem in China from this thing right now. Imagine if you had a number of diseases at once, all the hospitals overwhelmed, all of the economic actors panicking, the political centers not knowing what to do or how to cope. This as a beginning of an attack on the U.S. Of course, we know from Russian literature on how to open nuclear war, they have something called the preparatory period, in which they do diversionary attacks through intermediaries, terrorists controlled by intermediaries. This is called Great Terror. We're already in that phase of it. Great Terror is diversionary because we're not focused on Russia and China. We're focused on Muslims in caves that supposedly are going to nuke us. And then you had testimony from people like Colonel Stanislav Lunev saying, look, we searched for locations in the United States to stockpile nuclear and biological weapons in advance of a war. So that, you know, that's arms caches. Also arms caches for troops coming into the country. And, of course, What he told me was the model for invasion is Hitler's invasion of Norway, where your troops enter as tourists, or they're already here as students, or they maybe cross over from Mexico. They go to the arms caches, they get their uniforms, they get their weapons, or the nuclear weapons with which they can attack our cities. I think from my frustration from years of studying is that, you know, we just trade with China. We just trade with Russia and these countries that mean to do us real serious harm. Their leaders do, not their people, but their leaders. We trade with them and we open ourselves up. Do you realize that most of our vitamins are made in China?
Oh, yeah. It's like 95% of the source material in pharmaceuticals is from China. I mean, I don't know the percentage of the goods manufactured. I mean, everybody knows about that. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, we can blame foreign policy, but at the end of the day, I mean, this comes down to business leaders that are using China for their cheap labor to in order to make a quick buck. But let me just kind of stop there for a second, if you don't mind, and just draw back because you brought up the Middle East. What is the connection there? Because, I mean, I don't know your opinion on this matter, but to me, like you said, us being sitting here distracted, really, focused on the Middle East, saying that the boogeyman's hiding in a cave, saying that the Muslims are our biggest enemy. To me, this is just bad foreign policy. And then bad actors get involved and take advantage of these wars, figure out how they can get rich off of these wars and engage in all sorts of nefarious activity. And so China's been watching this. Obviously, Russia's been watching this. Did they view that as that foreign policy, call it whatever you want, corrupt, weak, whatever? Did they view that as a weakness that they could kind of use as a distraction to come in and invade?
Look, it's very bad to take the bait and be diverted by an enemy diversionary attack. You've heard of Alexander Litvinenko. He was the Russian who was poisoned in London with polonium by the Russian special services, died horribly of radiation poisoning, named Putin as his assassin. The British investigators traced the radiation on Lufthansa back to Moscow. They know this radioactive material came from Russia. They poisoned him. Why did they poison him? In 2005, the year before, Litvinenko gave an interview. Now, he's a defector from the FSB. He worked under Putin when Putin was the head of the FSB. Litvinenko said that Ayman al-Zawahiri, the head of al-Qaeda, was trained in Russia. Why did he know? He knew because he was responsible for maintaining the secrecy of Ayman al-Zawahiri being in Russia in the mid-90s, being trained by the Russian special services. The fact is that Litvinenko claimed that al-Qaeda was this kind of diversionary attack, that al-Qaeda, that many of the leaders in al-Qaeda were Russian agents, and that Russia was using this terrorism as a way to attack the West. I've developed other sources. Viktor Suvorov, another GRU defector, wrote about this in a book called Spetsnaz. It was published in the UK in 1987. In a chapter called Spetsnaz's First World War, he talked about this great terror in which the West would seemingly be attacked by terrorist forces, but that these forces would be controlled by Russia through intermediaries with no, you know, direct connection to Moscow that you could trace. All of these things came to pass. And the reason it's called the preparatory period is that they have to divert our intelligence resources and our military resources to actors and regions that are not them so that they can build up their weapons, which they've been doing, by the way, since 9/11. Russia and China have gotten very strong so that the balance of power is tipped. Maybe you saw the article put out about the Russian and Chinese submarines that the Navy saying, well, we don't know in a war we could control
water. Pause right there because we're about to go to a break, but I want to use this opportunity to say something that's so important or so important for President Trump in America right now. This is why we need to get out of the Middle East, folks, because other countries having international meetings use that to say, look at all the harm they're doing in the Middle East. We have to do something about it. I mean, folks, we got to get out of the damn Middle East. It's killing us.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and
stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we brought Jeff Nyquist on. His story from the Epoch Times, did China's plan to destroy the U.S. backfire, ended up being next week's news today. So we bring him on for that. It's kind of diverted from the coronavirus news into a foreign policy thing, but how it ties into the coronavirus, could it be a biological weapon that was intended for the United States by China? We're kind of laying that backdrop. So let's kind of go back into that foreign policy discussion and then just get your final thoughts and comments on the coronavirus before we let you go. But I'll just say this, you know, I don't necessarily trust British intelligence when it comes to the polonium poisoning of that individual. But I do know this. The Chinese have been looking at America as weak for a while, and obviously with your intelligence and your research, had plans to even come in and invade and take it down. The Middle East foreign policy has been one big giant hoax, is the best way I could describe it. A giant boondoggle. Russia sees that, doesn't like it, and so they just want to see it end. I don't even think politically they have any interest between the United States and China. They just want to see the corruption in the Middle East end. And with all the land and resources they have, are just kind of sitting there like Cinderella waiting for whoever to put the glass slipper on their feet. And now with Trump, Russia's maybe looking at the United States instead of China. So that's kind of the foreign policy backdrop that I see going on that would lead to us talking about China creating a bioweapon to be released in the United States, which is coronavirus. Which, did it get accidentally released in China, or how did that go down? So just kind of respond to that with the foreign policy backdrop, and then bring it back to the coronavirus.
Well, China is a communist country. The ruling ideology of China is communism. Mao Zedong is the chief ideologist, and as Bill Gertz reported in his latest book, Deceiving the Sky, no other Chinese leader since Mao has embraced the rigid orthodox communist ideology more than Xi Jinping. So we should not be fooled by this slick capitalist exterior of communist China. It's a communist country. We also should not be fooled by Putin's act. The collapse of the Soviet Union was not what it appeared to be. Russia, the communist apparatchiks and the nomenklatura remained in power in Russia despite everything that happened. And they've been trying to put the Soviet Union back together again ever since. Their formation of an alliance with communist China is not the only communist alliance they have. There are military advisors in communist North Korea. The Russians are building bases in communist Nicaragua under Daniel Ortega. They're allied with Cuba. There are Russian and Chinese troops in Venezuela right now. Why do you think they're there? Why is Russia helping all the communist countries in South Sahara Africa, sub-Saharan Africa? Why are they arming South Africa, which is ruled by the ANC, which is a communist front? The fact of the matter is that communism and the communist bloc still exists. It was not destroyed in 1991. The fall of the Berlin Wall was only a setback. It wasn't the destruction of communism. And they have nuclear weapons. Right now they have more nuclear weapons than they do. China and Russia are big powers with big abilities to destroy other countries. In fact, only China and Russia have the ability to destroy the United States.
Which by the way, they really think they could win, I think, in a war. I think that Trump trying to re-bolster the military and give it the morale is his response to that. But I want to just take you back for a second, because you're saying you think the matchup with China and Russia is there from the beginning, and it has communist ties, as where I'm saying, I look at Russia as just a nation still searching for its role in the world order, still trying to figure out its role in the world order coming out of communism. And you're saying, no, the communists in Russia are no doubtedly teamed up with China.
2.5 years ago was the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. At that time, Russia hosted at Sochi the World Conference of Youth and Students, which is a communist organization which has been hosted in different communist countries since World War II, and Putin was the keynote speaker. You can find his speech online. Putin says that he believes in them, they are the future, he is behind them. These are communists. They're all waving communist flags, wearing communist T-shirts. This is a massive communist youth organization from all around the world. This is the speech that Putin made. Putin has told at meetings with journalists that he never got rid of his party card, that he wasn't a communist because he had to be in the KGB. He has said publicly that he was a communist because he likes communist ideas. The fact of the matter is that that Putin does the same thing Stalin did. Stalin famously rode a horse in two directions. That is, he could appear to be a nationalist, a Russian nationalist, when he had to be during the Great Patriotic War, but he was also a communist. And when in 1943 the Soviet Union dissolved the Comintern, it was a deception, just like when they supposedly dissolved it after the fall of the Soviet Union. They are still supporting all around the world communist regimes. There are still communist takeovers and revolutions happening. More recently, Nepal and Nicaragua, the communists have taken over in those countries. We know about Venezuela. There's different African countries. The Congo had its revolution in the late 90s. What do you mean communism is dead? Who won the Angolan Civil War?
Well, I'll just say this because I want to give you time to finish up on the coronavirus. To put it out there, and I think this is a good debate. Maybe we could even have it. I just disagree with you on Russia's stance. I just think Russia is searching for identity, and I think, quite frankly, the biggest drive of where they were going was because of the Middle East foreign policy of the United States and how corrupt that was. And I think they'd be open-minded to maybe go a different way if we could clean that up. But that's my opinion. Yeah. Your research tells you something differently. But in the last 2 minutes here, just what do you think was behind the coronavirus? Where do you think it goes next? And what do you think the audience needs to know?
Well, the thing to watch for, already in the Russian press, there are accusations that this is a biological weapon made by us put against China. China has hinted at this when the Chinese Foundation of Science and Technology put out a piece saying that this virus is specifically targeted at Asians. So we have to watch to see if this propaganda is amplified, because this is very dangerous pre-war propaganda. Blaming the United States for attacking China with a biological weapon would be a justification for them actually using some of their more nasty stuff on us, especially once we get hit by the coronavirus, because it's coming to us. This thing is as contagious as the common cold. It is not going to be contained here. It is going to break out. For every person that we know has it, there's probably 3 to 4 people walking around spreading it. People can be asymptomatic for up to 24 days, they're saying now. There's no way you can contain something like this. So we are going to have this virus, too. It's going to be here.
Well, and it already is here. That's already reported. I mean, it's already here. In fact, they're looking for somebody in Hawaii who they think may have it. So it's already floating around here. As far as evidence is concerned, I've seen none that show it was made in the U.S. or came from the U.S.
Yeah, no, I mean, people are going to, you know, we're in a propaganda war. We've been in a information war with China and Russia for decades and decades. A lot of the negative messages that appear in our press about ourselves come from their agent networks. Influence operations are a very big part of what they do, trying to get us to turn on ourselves, to divide and conquer us, to try to split us. This is typical tactics by the communists. I mean, it's a very old game. And we have to be aware that some of the messages coming through our own newspapers and radio and television are coming from people who are bought and paid for by China and or Russia.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's been proven in cases like Dianne Feinstein. All right, Jeff Nyquist, thank you so much. You'll have to come on again, and maybe even with Alex to talk about this stuff. Jeff Nyquist, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And you know, there's so, like you said, there's so much disinformation. I mean, Russia has their fake news, too, just like the United States has their fake news. And we're just trying to figure out. But the next couple weeks will tell us what's going on with
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Turn off classical music and rock music, really. I mean, music with instruments, actually. But it's almost kind of perfect, like we're sitting here talking about, you know, deadly outbreak, bioweapons. Like, hey, why not, you know, have that in the background? Makes you feel good, right? I got some other news to get to before I'm going to hand it over to Gerald Celente. But with my discussion, which really turned into a foreign policy discussion, I think, more than anything, with Jeff Nyquist. And then just thinking about it during the segments, talking about it with some of the crew here during the break. It is so important geopolitically. It cannot be understated. It's long overdue. It is so important geopolitically for the United States to get out of the Middle East, folks. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what that means or have the answers, but we have to make that a priority now. Trump needs to make that a priority now. And he's hinted at it. We've seen some signs of it. We are withdrawing troops. It's not enough. And you have to understand. Again, I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you how the grandmasters think, how the people moving the pawns and the knights and the rooks and the bishops on the chessboard are thinking. If you're Russia, and you've got all this land and these resources, and you're kind of still figuring out your identity in the world, what you are, who you are. I don't think it comes down to communism or capitalism. I think it comes down to who are my allies, who have been my allies, and
what moves can I make or be involved in that give me a better place in the world order and helps my allies? And if you're Russia and you're sitting here looking at the two world superpowers, America and China, well, for the last couple decades, the answer has been obvious for Russia. It's been China. And they have been plotting with China. And there have been plans for invasion. But see, that's why, I mean, folks, it's literally unbelievable. If Hillary Clinton would have won, the doors would have been wide open. We'd probably already be invaded by China by now. Seriously. That's how close it was. That's probably why she's trying to get back in. So we have to get the troops out of the Middle East, because you got to understand, if you're Russia or any other country that really doesn't have a say in the world order, but folks, the invasion of the Middle East by the United States was based off lies. Okay? The lies of 9/11 and the lies of weapons of mass destruction, the framing of Osama bin Laden as a CIA asset. And then just the continuance of that in the Obama years, for whatever reason, even though he claimed he was against it. That's been, I mean, you can sit here and talk about China all day long. China's no saint, believe me. But my point is, if you're Russia, with all the doings of the United States and the Middle East, you're going to side with China on the international scale. It makes more sense for you. Now, if the United States changes its foreign policy, doesn't want to bomb and invade the Middle East all the time, all of a sudden now Russia, it makes more sense for them to be allied with the United States instead of the communist Chinese. That is, of course, if they don't want to fall back into the destructive pattern of communism, which they're fighting out of. So this is all going on. This is all key. And this is the real game, folks. All right, now, I got other news and stuff I got to get to, including a Michael Bloomberg video. Look, I'm telling you, this Nevada caucus is going to be very telling as far as, is Bloomberg going to get the nominee or are the Democrats going to fight him on it? And having Hillary Clinton's name involved with Bloomberg now is an interesting plot twist. We knew Hillary Clinton would get involved in some way, shape, or form, but Democrat candidates are clamoring for Bloomberg to be on the debate stage with him. Why? Well, because Bloomberg has said some pretty, if you're a Democrat, bad things in the past that they love to use against you, including this video that has just surfaced. Bloomberg bashes farmers, blue-collar workers as primitive idiots. Here's the tape.
And we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank in the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
So he's had that video and some other videos, the stop and frisk. So here's the deal. The Democrats basically are going to turn on to Bloomberg what they were never able to get on Trump. He's going to end up being a racist. He's going to end up being all these things. And he's probably going to stand there and fight him. But it's going to be interesting to see this infighting go down inside the Democrat Party. And now they're going to start aiming it at Bloomberg. But I'm telling you right now, Bloomberg is now the odds-on favorite to get the Democrat nomination. And I don't think all the attacks on him are going to work, folks. I really don't. They didn't work against Trump.
I don't think they're going to work against Bloomberg, because when you get down to it, when you get on that debate stage and when you look at the individuals and their resumes, Bloomberg's going to mop the floor with them. I mean, Amy Klobuchar puffing herself up on national news saying she can't wait to get at Bloomberg on a stage. No offense, sweetheart, but Bloomberg is a mountain compared to you. You're like a molehill. This is going to be interesting, and I'm telling you, Hillary getting her hands in there, she sees the tea leaves. She thinks Bloomberg is number one, too. So, go ahead. They're going to bring up all the crap from Bloomberg's past and call him racist and this and homophobic and that and this and that. It's not going to matter. It will not matter, ladies and gentlemen. What will matter is when he gets on the debate stage, it'll be the number one rated debate. The media will see that and run with it. The Democrats will see that and either choose to run with it or choose to try and throw Bloomberg under the bus like they've done Sanders and then go to a brokered convention. And that will be probably at the measurement of they don't want Hillary Clinton involved. But I don't think any of it's going to matter. Bloomberg has the cash. Bloomberg has the pedigree. And Bloomberg has the stage presence. And he is now the front runner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Bernie Sanders is still technically the front runner, but you add in some of the variables like the Democrats not wanting him and just imagine Bernie in the debate. It's just not going to be good when he actually has to debate somebody that's had success in the world, who's actually worked. It's not going to be pretty for Bernie. But you can see what's going on. Whether contrived or not, all the Democrat candidates are now aimed at Bloomberg. Bloomberg is outspending all of them, except Tom Steyer, but he's really irrelevant anyway. It's almost like Tom is trying to make amends for all the global warming he thinks he caused or something. But so that's what's about to go down in the Democrat debate. A couple other headlines before we hand it off to Gerald Celeni in the next segment. Virginia government rejects gun ban after Democrats defect. So they've now delayed that bill to ban ARs and other things to next year. So that did not go through. They'll delay it till next year. Judge takes rare step of allowing elusive Ghislaine Maxwell to be served with lawsuit by email. So she is hiding. She is hiding, ladies and gentlemen. And they're just looking for her so that they can bring her in and ask her questions about this industrial-level sex trafficking ring that she was involved with. All right, I'm going to hand it over to Gerald Celeni when I come back. You know, I forgot to say, though, one of my favorite supplements at InfoWarsStore.com is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink it every morning, folks. Look, you're not probably getting all the vitamins and everything you need in your diet. So if you drink the Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning, which I do, you just knock it out. You get the vitamin A, B, C, D. I mean, it's just, it's all in there. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's back in stock. It's on sale with vitamin B12. Makes a great drink to start your morning with. I'm telling you, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, vitamin B12 from InfoWarsStore.com every morning.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.